And thus far, the 2018 team has been a really good group to work with. I think they've handled every phase of the program pretty well and certainly have the potential to be a good football team. So really what's important now is finishing up this week in good fashion and then having a great preseason camp. And like any team, that's a really important thing. Roster-wise, you know, just if you look at the losses, the most obvious loss would be our linebacker core. Last year, we had three seniors that played at a really high clip, and we also had a fourth, Kevin Ward, who is a very valuable special teams player captain for us on special teams. So we lost four players at that position that did a really good job. Nate Budgett, who was an unheralded defensive tackle, played well in our scheme. And then, obviously, Josh Jackson at the corner position. And as we move forward right now, I think we're a little bit more certainly veteran of the quarterback position, Nate Stanley coming back for a second year. I think the surrounding cast, his receivers and tight ends, are a better, more qualified group than a year ago. Yeah, and then in the offensive line, I think we have a chance with enough experience right now to have a good group there. The obvious thing we're lacking is experience at running back, but we like our players there. They just haven't played very much.
In this program, my vision has not changed. I want the Hoosiers to break through. I want us to break through in three areas. First of all, spiritually. I want our players to find their purpose in life and live it with relentless passion. Number two, I want us to break through mentally. We have to change the way we think. I believe with conviction that before there is a reality, there's a mentality. If we don't believe in ourselves, why should anyone else? Our minds are very, very powerful. And number three, we have to break through physically. We have to change the way we play. It's pretty simple. We have to finish. Made a significant change in the leadership of our weight room. Added Dave Ballou as our head strength and conditioning coach. Together, we hired Dr. Matt Ray to be in charge of speed development, to be a speed specialist, addressing the needs of power and speed and conditioning and finishing on the field. Second, we went out and signed one of the top recruiting classes in the history of our program. Many of those men joined us in the mid-year, the rest of them this past summer, working extremely hard in the weight room with Coach Ballou and our staff. We've also added depth with three graduate transfers. Brandon Dawkins, a quarterback from Arizona, huge area of need for us. Nick Linder on the offensive line from Miami of Florida. And Caton Samuels, defensive tackle from Syracuse. Three young men that have graduated, bring tremendous experience and leadership to our program. Also added to transfer T.D. Roof, linebacker from Georgia Tech. Well, as many have said, it's a great rule. It's great for young men. It's great for our programs to be able to allow us to maximize our rosters. We have to do a great job, though, of evaluating guys throughout fall camp to decide who's going to kind of fit in that window to be able to maximize their skill set on special teams and offense and defense throughout the season. Obviously, when you have four games to work with, it gives you some flexibility, whether that's in the beginning of the year, if a guy's ready early on. Some guys are not. Those might be ready later on. I know last year would have been, you know, we experienced some injuries, and this opportunity was discussed a year ago, and really thankful and really excited about the new rule. I just think it's great for the game itself and player safety. So I just think as a staff, we have to have a great plan, and we've already discussed this, and fall camp will kind of, I believe, help us really sort out who's going to be in those positions, and then once we get into the season, we'll make those decisions.
First of all, this year as a football program, we've recentered ourselves, had a big bounce back season after last year, after 2016, and we're prepared to move forward. We returned 10 starters on offense, I think 9 on defense, all of our special teams performers. And I think the biggest thing I'd like to say, I guess, about our football team right now is that I feel a great sense of leadership, chemistry, and focus from our football team. And it's exciting to watch them come to work day by day and every single day. And as we get ready to play and get ready to transfer to the season or to our August camp, it'll be very, very exciting to watch them interact with each other every single day. Well, I think when you bring players here, it's an opportunity for them to come. Sometimes it's an opportunity for growth. Sometimes an opportunity to take another step in their leadership. For LJ, I wanted him to see the size, the scope of the Big Ten Conference and understand what playing at Michigan State and playing in this conference means. He's been extremely successful. He made a statement that he was coming back immediately after our bowl game, after our bowl win this past season, our 10th win, and I think that warranted this opportunity. He's done a nice job academically. He's played for us for 4 years. There's no question that he's a guy that is an outstanding football player. And I wanted to see him grow as a person, and I think this is an opportunity for growth, to be able to listen and stand up here and talk to people. It's something that he's going to have to get used to, and he does it at home, obviously, and he does it after games, but this is another scope. So that was my thought process in bringing him here today, along with him being a great player and a great person as well.
Well, there's a lot of things that I admire about Alex. And one of those is his desire to be the best that he can be. And he truly is that. And he's a great worker. He's a really good teammate. You know, our players like him. He likes our team, his teammates. And you do. You appreciate the way that Alex works. And certainly now he's had a number of experiences and done a lot of good things in those. And certainly there's areas in every part of his game, just like any other player, that he can get better at, but he works at it. Well, I think, you know, we know how competitive the Big Ten is, and really every week it's a great challenge, and so our players know that, and so, you know, there's great players in this league. I've always thought that, and I know there's great coaches in this league, so you know people are going to get better, and you know each week it's going to be a great competition. And you just want your players to be as prepared for that as they can be and then go out and play. And all we talk about is give yourself a chance to have a chance. You know there's great, like I said, players and teams across the field from you. You know, whether you're hunted, you're hunting, we're all trying to do the same thing. I think the biggest thing you can do is try to focus on the areas that you can impact the most, and that's yourself. And so you just want your players in a good spot and focused and appreciate the opportunity of great competition.
Well, I am going to address the 2009 because I've been asked about that. 2009, Zach was an intern, a very young couple. As I do any time that I imagine most coaches or people in leadership positions, you receive a phone call, first thing you do is tell your boss, let the experts do their jobs. We're certainly not going to investigate. It came back to me that what was reported wasn't actually what happened. And so Shelley and I actually both got involved because of our relationship with that family, advised for counseling, and wanted to help as we move forward. 2015, I got a text late last night that something happened in 2015, and there was nothing. Unless, once again, there's nothing. Once again, I don't know who creates a story like that. And then this recent one was, you press pause. It's something our team lives by, E plus R equals O. You get an event, you press pause, get your mind right, and step up. Press pause to gather information, get your mind right to gather energy, and then step up to do the right thing. That's the position that I hold, and that's why we did that. Dwayne Haskins, the position will never change. The expectation is to be the best quarterback in the Big Ten, which is very hard because we have some excellent quarterbacks. The void is going to be the leadership component. That guy, I can't remember his name, was there for 4 years prior, JT, who I love that guy, always will. What he did for our team inside, not many even people were aware of, is I'll forever be indebted to JT Barrett. That's how good a person, a leader he was. This guy's very skilled. The guy behind him is very skilled. If we took the snap today, I made it clear that Dwayne would be the quarterback. But 30 days from now, a lot happens in 30 days. Matt Baldwin is our third-team quarterback. He's up to 200, I believe, 9 pounds right now. He's gained 20-some pounds. He had a tough injury, but I watch him work, watch him throw. So I wish we had one more because you like to have four. But Dwayne's very talented throwing the ball. But that's, that's one-third of what a quarterback has to do. And lead and toughness are the other two. Oh, Tubb Borland's doing great. He's got the same pain threshold and, as JT Barrett.